A crack in Antarctica's fourth largest ice shelf has grown to more than 100 miles long, and scientists say it could soon calve off into one of the largest icebergs ever recorded. A UK-based team of scientists known as Project Midas says the iceberg is likely to break free from Antarctica's Larsen C ice shelf within the next few months. For more, we're joined via Skype by Martin O'Leary, a glaciologist at Swansea University in Wales and a researcher with Project Midas. Martin O'Leary, welcome.
Thank you.
And describe this to us. Where is this ice sheet and how big is the rift?
So Larsen C is on the Antarctic Peninsula, which is the bit of Antarctica that sticks up towards South America. So if you go to the southernmost tip of South America, Tierra del Fuego, and head south for another 1,000 miles or so, you'll be right in the middle of Larsen C. In American terms, it's about the size of West Virginia. It's 50,000 square kilometers. And the iceberg that's coming off is going to be 5,000 or 6,000 square kilometers. We're not exactly sure yet. So there's a rift now, which is 175 kilometers long. That's about 110 miles. And we're expecting that to break through sometime in the next few months.
And it's grown. This rift has grown very quickly just in the last few months, right?
Yes, yes. So we've been tracking it for about 5 years now. It started out, there's a lot of rifts in the southern end of Larsen C. They tend to just form and sit there, and most of them never go anywhere. In 2014, this one started to grow bigger than all of the surrounding ones. So we've been tracking it since then. It grew quite a bit in 2014, was pretty stagnant in 2015, grew again in 2016, and then again twice in the last month or so. So we're really seeing an acceleration of this.
And what's causing it, and how much of it is related to climate change?
It's not related to climate change to the best of our knowledge. So this is a natural process. Ice on its own will tend to fracture. It's a very brittle material. So we don't have a direct link to climate change. That's not to say that there isn't one, but if there is, we're not aware of how it could work. So this is just a natural process. Ice enters these shelves through snow mostly, and it has to go somewhere.
Well, I mean, we know that, for example, over the last couple of years, that the Earth has seen its warmest years on record. So wouldn't that be a direct connection to climate change? It warms up, the ice starts to crack a little bit more than it did before, or is that there's no connection there?
Well, certainly it's been very warm in this area of Antarctica recently, but we don't have a causal connection here. We can't draw that link. Ice does not break more when it becomes warm. It certainly thins, and we've seen a little bit of that, but not enough to explain this crack. I think this is more or less part of a very long natural cycle.
So what happens when it breaks off? What are the consequences?
Well, we're going to see an iceberg, as we say, about 5,000 or 6,000 square kilometers, size of Delaware, roughly. That's going to float away, drift out into the ocean, maybe break up, maybe melt away. We don't really know what's going to happen with that. In terms of a geographical change, this will be Larsen C in its most its smallest situation ever. We've never seen it quite this small. It varies in size a lot as icebergs form and break off, but this will be the smallest ever. Or at least the smallest on record.
Does it cause the sea level to rise?
No, it won't. So the ice is already floating. So it's already made any contribution to sea level that it's going to make. Obviously, we've got some concern that as Larsen C breaks up, we would expect to see the glaciers behind Larsen C start to accelerate. And those will start to put ice into the ocean, which wasn't floating. And so those will contribute to sea level rise. But even if that does happen, it's going to be a relatively small effect, maybe a millimeter or two.
And what about the possibility that this could regrow in a way, that the ice could reform?
Certainly, yes. I mean, over time, what happens is more ice comes in at the back of the shelf and that pushes the front forward. And we could see a return to a similar ice front position that we see now. That would probably take a few decades to a century. But what we're concerned with is that while the ice is in this retreated position, then the effects of climate change could lead it to become less stable.
When you put this together with the melting that we're also seeing in other places on Earth, including Greenland and in the North Pole, and then in other parts of Antarctica, are you concerned generally, though, that we're seeing more ice melting or breaking off, and that that's going to have consequences?
Oh, certainly, yes. I mean, globally, we are losing ice at an incredible rate, both land ice, which is what I study, and sea ice, which is something which has changed dramatically in the last year. I don't think this particular event is cause for concern, but the general pattern is certainly worrying.
That's Martin O'Leary, who is a glaciologist at Swansea University in the UK and a researcher with Project MIDAS. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.